really be the end. To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday. Friday is finally Friday morning. 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the program, all you got to do is shoot me a text, and we'll do our best to respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. Coming up from now, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott, making his weekly appearance on the program. But joining us now, always a pleasure. It's been a little bit, but we always welcome him on the program. He's our Speaker of the House. He's from DeKalb County, Rainesville. But Nathaniel Ledbetter joins us on the line. Speaker, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jeff. It's good to be on with you. Hope everything is good in your world.
Everything's doing all right, all things considered. Well, we'll start here. I mean, I wasn't sure where this conversation was going to go today, but I thought maybe we'd talk about Space Command or something. But as it turns out, little news yesterday with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. You and the governor are partners on a lawsuit against them to at least get some kind of injunctive relief against them. Their qualification rules that seem to contradict the state law. Talk a little bit about that and this approach through the courts.
Yeah, I mean, we passed the CHOOSE Act, give kids opportunity to move from bad situations, and a lot of things is being said, but the fact of the matter is that the first 3 years of this program is for kids that's 300% of the poverty level. So it's kids that probably could ill afford to move has done so. And, the thing, when we first passed the bill, of course, being from this area, which you've been up here quite a bit, Jeff, you know where we're from and you know the area. And, we got public schools. My families are public schools. My grandkids go to public school. But, and looking at the CHOOSE bill, I know there's parts of the state that needs this, and that's one reason I supported it. But when we passed the bill on the floor, or was about to pass the bill on the floor, we had a meeting with the leadership, and I said, my concern about this is we don't want them to use this for a recruiting tool. So at that time, I had my staff to get in touch with Alabama High School Athletic Association, which we've got those text messages back and forth, so we could set it up just like they had it. So the language would be like what they wanted to be able to let these kids participate in athletics and to use the same language that they use now for transfers. And so we did. The amendment was put on the floor by Chairman Glover, and I'd ask him to carry the amendment for us. And so we put it in there, and really that's what all this talk is about, is the amendment that I asked to be put on. And the reason was we didn't want it to be used as a recruiting tool, and we could use the same language they already had existing. And I don't know, a few weeks ago, I get a call and say, Mr. Speaker, so they're not letting these eighth graders and younger participate. They say they got to sit out a year because it's financial aid. I said, well, first of all, the financial aid is no different than public school. I mean, if you move from one public school to the other, the dollars follow you. I mean, they're based on the student count. So we do it in public schools. So this Accountability Act, not Accountability Act, the CHOOSE Act does the same thing. The money follows the kid. And I said, there's no difference. You can't differentiate between the two because, it happens the same way. So anyway, that happened. They forbid the kids from playing because they were using CHOOSE Act money to get out of a bad situation. And so we had gotten in touch with we didn't know anything about this. They didn't call and talk to us about this. So we got in touch with the people that work with them and said, hey, listen, we need to have a conversation about this. And so we did for about a week. And then I guess yesterday when they met, we had talked to them the night before. They called an emergency meeting and executive committee. And we had kind of explained to them, you really don't have a choice. This is the law. This is in statute. I mean, whether you like it or whether you don't, it's the law. And thought we were in a good place, thought it was, kind of going in a good direction, because we wanted to get it settled. That was my biggest thing, is to get it settled. And so the kids could participate. Because the fact of the matter is, when you're playing high school sports, if you miss one game, that's one game you'll never get back. or even junior high schoolers. So that was my whole goal, was to get it settled. And I thought we were there. I thought we were going to do it. And anyway, in the meantime, the governor calls me and says, hey, listen, I agree with you. I'm on board. Whatever we need to do. And I really thought when they had the executive meeting, knowing what they knew and what we were able to give them with our attorneys, talking to their attorneys and everything going on, that they would vote to do it just like they do it now. But that wasn't the case. They actually voted to not allow those kids to participate in athletics for a year when they move, regardless. And that's just flat out wrong. And, you know, the thing about it is, I think people need to say, I'm a public school guy. You know, I went to public school, my kids, my grandkids. But, Jeff, what's right's right, what's wrong's wrong. To keep those kids from participating, because you don't particularly like the CHOOSE Act, is punishing the kids had nothing to do with their situation.
Well, and so, you know, and I know you've heard, you hear from your members, you hear from all of your members, and these sort of situations arise from time to time where I'm sure you know the High School Athletic Association just sort of like does what it does, and maybe a member or two get a little sideways about it, and they come with a bill. And this has been happening for the last few years. There just doesn't seem to be cooperation, be it the Westminster Christian thing in Huntsville. You had a player who inadvertently took some AAU benefits in Talladega County. You have the Brock Colvin situation in Albertville. Center Elliott's had his run-ins with Spanish Ford High School. But I mean, these things keep coming up and up, and you wonder, when will there be a situation where the legislature needs to say, hey, we need to look at this a little closer?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's any question about it. We'll see that this year. And we've had a lot of bills in the past. We've kind of, and, you know, from my perspective, tried to filter through those things and put the ones on the floor that we thought was doable, or maybe the ones that wasn't, we didn't. But I think now with what's going on, I don't think we can hold back all the bills that will be coming, unfortunately. And I think what we've got to do, too, is we've got to be logical. You know, I don't think we just do a knee-jerk reaction. We've got to be logical about what we're doing. But just the fact of the matter is, if you think about this, I know you probably remember these stories, but just a couple of years ago, they had a 7-day Adventist school, a private school, in the basketball playoffs. They have church on Saturdays instead of Sundays, like we do. But, I mean, the thing about it was they wanted them to play on Saturday. So we can't, you know, this is a church day. We can't do that. Can we just move it to another day? And they said, no. You know, you got to stay by our rules. You got to do what we tell you to do. And we had the young lady that went to the, if you remember this, too, we had the young lady that went to the Junior Olympics.
Right.
And received something like $300. She gave the money back. But then they said she was ineligible because she was no longer an amateur because she'd taken money. You know, what's
it was like a reimbursement for like travel expenses or something, right?
That's right. 100% right. And see, what's, you know, they want to be stickers to what their rule is and what they want to do, but they don't want to follow the state law. What? I mean, this is what kind of ticked me off about it. When the governor called and said, hey, I'm in with y'all, join we on this lawsuit. I mean, it's a fact of the matter. These kids aren't getting treated equally, in my opinion.
Well, you're penalizing these kids, and maybe this was something the parents had done with the benefits, or, you know, and the Christian school up in Huntsville, it was the same day. They had to wait till sundown, and they had already got the other two teams that were playing in this tournament to agree to swap times, and the AHSAA said no. And they just
right. They
wound up just forfeiting the game because of their religious views. But you have family who are coaches and coach young people, and there is a, I mean, I get it. There's a mentality that, like, the locker room, you have one respected authority, and then that's the way it's got to be, that, you know, sort of a dictatorship, you know. But you can't run an agency like this with that same mentality, it seems like.
No, I agree 100%. I think that, you know, the thing about the athletes and what they do and what they run, you're right. I think that's kind of how it goes. But I think they think that everything else is that way too. And that's not the case. And then, you know, they have told us before, we don't have anything to do with state. You know, we're not, we're a separate entity, which they are, but they do have a lot to do with the state. You know, first of all their employees is in state retirement, one. Every facility they use on Friday night, unless it's a private school, is paid for by state dollars. The uniforms is paid for by state dollars. The lights are put on by state dollars. The officials are paid for by state dollars. You can't have it both ways. Well, and if you remember, Jeff, yeah. you probably remember this because this was in your area. There was a lawsuit when they changed it to go to the matrix system based on private schools winning state championships. And during that lawsuit, they said, well, you can't sue us because we're a state entity. So you can't have it both ways.
Don't their employees yeah. get state retirement benefits? I mean, there's a lot of interconnection here that at least has to be acknowledged.
That's right. You're 100% right. They're on the state retirement system, if you put it like that.
Right. Well, and so you look at this situation and I mean, these guys are, you know, apparently from yesterday, cause I don't know what you were hearing. It sounded like going into yesterday that cooler heads are going to prevail and they were going to reverse their decision. And that ended up not being the case at all. I mean, you really thought that they would kind of come around on this, right?
I did 100%. You know, after the conversation we had, we actually, I spoke to the director of the High School Athletic Association, the president, the vice president on a call with their attorneys and our attorneys. And I felt like at the end of that conversation that there was clarification on how the bill really was. And some things that maybe they didn't understand was explained. And it, you know, I thought would be good. And as late as that night before, just in conversation with our attorney, you know, he felt like it was going in a good direction. So I really, to be honest with you, I thought that the next day we were going to be good. They would go back to the way the law was really written and follow the law, but they didn't. And that's not, I mean, the thing about it is, Jeff, you and I both know that there's laws we don't necessarily agree with, and I get it. But at the end of the day, we follow them. And just because you think that you're independent enough that you don't have to follow the law, you're wrong. And I hope the judge sees it that way. Well, we filed the suit yesterday afternoon with the injunction today. And the reason we want to get it done today is, you know, any of those kids that were sidelined because of it to get the opportunity to participate tonight if we're able to get this injunction. So we will go before the judge at 1:30 today to see if that's allowed.
Joined by House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter here on the program. Well, I don't know if you've given this much thought. My friend Josh Moon at Political Reporter writes this. He's been writing about this stuff for years. But he says back when the AHSAA was formed, they merged. You know, back then you had the African-American schools, a governing body, and you had for the white schools, the AHSAA, and the federal courts came in and said, since the state's not going to do this, we'll do it for you, and we're going to make you merge. And it seems like they have been operating on this theory that they are sort of above like what the state says because they were created out of a federal mandate. And then and this was, you know, 50 years ago, though. Does that a concern at all for you?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, it's really not. And this is why, it's because this is not 1960. This is 2025. You know, during then, there was no such thing as school choice. There was no such thing as vouchers. Today, 20 states have school choice of some kind. Now, of course, Alabama, because of what we've done, we rank in the top 10 in options. But, yes, it's a different day. We cannot continue in Alabama to live in the past. And it seems like every time that something don't go our way, we point back to 1960 or 1950. I mean, this is not 1960. And I get why they did it then. I think all of us do. And everywhere I go talk, and we speak in a lot of different areas, I really believe this is a new Alabama. And we got to start acting like it's a new Alabama. And this is the 21st century and not 1960.
Well, and we'll see where this goes, but you say 1:30 today, you expect or at least proceedings to be underway.
That's correct. That's what I had gotten from my attorney this morning. He had called and had sent me a text message, too. I missed his call, but he sent me a text message, and then our chief of staff called us and gave us an update he's wanting to give us, and I think we will see it come to be in court at about 1:30. I don't know how long it'll take the procedures to be done, but I suspect by later this afternoon we'll know the ruling of the judge. And what this will be is just to give an injunction where the kids can go ahead and participate until we can get all this straightened out. And that's what we had asked the High School Athletic Association. Let's put this on pause. Let's just leave it where it's at. Let's get it straightened out. You know, if we need to come back in session, y'all want to see something different. I mean, I don't know what they would want, because it spells out pretty clearly, you know, that you got to give them the same opportunities that you're giving kids now on transfers or on bona fide moves. And they want to keep saying it's financial aid. And I go back to referring to public schools. I mean, when one kid moves from one school to the other, money follows them. I mean, it's the same concept.
Right, it's not necessarily a benefit. It's not like an athletic scholarship or something of that sort. It is actual ETF dollars that everyone is eligible for, there's an avenue there for them that you wouldn't call that financial assistance for the purposes of an athletic program.
No, and the thing about it is everybody talks about private schools, but the fact of the matter is over 1,400 of those kids are going transferring to public schools. And so how that happens is, like in my area, I got a city school system. Well, they say inside with the city school system, if you don't live inside the city limits, you've got to pay, you got to pay tuition. And so a lot of the public schools, you know, they keep their students inside their boundaries, whatever those boundaries may be. And if you want to go to that public school, you got to pay a tuition if you live outside of that boundary. And we got over 1,400 kids in this program that's going to public schools, not private schools. You know, so I think that needs to be known, first of all. And again, this is the kids that's in poverty levels. I mean, that's why we put the bill out there like that to begin with, was to give everybody an opportunity to use the funding. And I've heard the saying that you've taken money away from public schools. And we've given more money to public schools in the last 3 years, and it's went up every year. And you know this because you're engaged, but public schools are getting more money today than they've ever got.
Well, last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Do we have an idea or ballpark figure of how many students were impacted by this decision from the High School Athletic Association?
No, Jeff, I don't. I suspect it's a larger number than what I anticipated to begin with, but I don't have the exact number. As you made reference to, the first one we heard about was a junior high kid at Westminster. I've gotten an email from Chairman Garrett from Sumter Academy where they had to do away with their varsity sports program because of this. Because they don't have a lot of kids anyway, and they lost four or five of them, went back to the school they come from so they could participate in sports. And so, I do know some of those things have happened out there. I don't know the exact number.
Well, Speaker, we always appreciate getting you on. Look forward to getting you on again soon. And, try to enjoy the weekend if you can.
Well, that's why we've worked on this all week and through Labor Day, even during the football game. We were making calls back and forth, so it's been going on for quite some time, trying to get it resolved so it wouldn't come to this. And this is, you know, this is not something I want to do, the last thing I'd want to do. But I think, you know, in my position, and I think the governor feels the same way in her position, that our job is to try to do what's right for kids and for education. And you know, some people will agree with that, Jeff, and some people will not agree with it, but I always feel like we try to do what's right.
Speaker, once again, we appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. I still